Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports this week. And we're going to talk about all things boating, wakeboarding with wake surfer Ashley Kidd. And Ashley, thanks for coming on this week, world champion, and pleasure to have you on.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
A lot going on. I know you're busy, and of course, we'll get your website in here right now, ashleykidd.com. And Ashley, kind of tell my listeners what the sport of wake surfing is.
Yeah, so wake surfing is basically a combination of, I would say, surfing and skateboarding. Is behind a boat on like a little surfboard.
Yep.
The boat creates a wave. You're only going around 10, 11 miles an hour. So the falls are not super painful, which is nice. But anyway, you get pulled up with the ropes or the rope into the boat, and then you're surfing on an endless wave, and you can do a lot of surfing tricks like airs, 360s, that kind of stuff, and then the skateboarding tricks kind of come in also, like big spin, shove. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a sport that the whole family can try out.
How does one actually get started in wake surfing? Do you have to live on a lake? Do you have to have a family that's into boating? What is the typical route to becoming a world champion wake surfer?
Yeah, actually, you don't have to live on a lake. I've never lived on one. I wish I did, but I don't. you really don't have to personally own a boat to get started. You can look up different groups and stuff like that, associations where there's people you could go out and make friends that have boats, or, you know, most people will do that and then they end up loving it so much they buy their own boat. But yeah, there's a lot of ways you can get into it.
You don't have to have a boat or grow up on a lake, actually, but I tend to think it might help.
Oh, it would definitely make things way easier. Otherwise, you'll be driving 30 minutes to the lake every day like me.
Ashley's appearing at the Atlanta Boat Show this weekend. If you're listening to this, and the Atlanta Boat Show has passed. Ashley also partners with Mastercraft Boats, the number one selling wakeboard boat. Ashley, what's so great about Mastercraft Boats?
Yeah, the amazing thing about it is, of course, the quality of the interior, but also the versatility of the wave. I love that you're able to really, you know, you can dial it in for beginners. I teach a lot of wake surf lessons, so I can mellow it out for them. It's really long wave with a lot of push, so you're not falling out of the back of it, which helps a lot with learning new tricks. And then I can make it super steep for myself. So it is one of the most fun waves that I've ever rode.
Yep, and Mastercraft has recently launched two new entry-level boats for those maybe looking to get started in wake surfing. Convenient, comfortable, and affordable wake boats. And again, Mastercraft Boats, the number one selling wake boat brand. And Ashley Kidd, we're joined by Ashley, ashleykidd.com. We'll put all the links in the show notes. And Ashley, is the roots of wake surfing kind of skateboarding? And, you know, skateboarders have their own unique terms like rad and sick. And what are there any unique terms to wake surfing that we should know?
I mean, not, you know, I've been doing it for so long that I probably wouldn't even notice if I'm using certain terms that most people would be like, what is that? I can't even think of any right now. But yeah, I'm sure we do have our own little language with certain things.
All sports do. And I'm sure wake surfing in your community, I'm sure you guys might have a conversation, and a lay person listening in may have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure that happens quite a bit, but I just don't even catch myself anymore with it.
That's good to know. Ashley loves meeting her fans, and fan meet and greets. When you meet fans, Ashley, especially maybe young fans, and they ask for your advice, what do you kind of tell them?
You know, I have always just said to have fun with the sport, because when you're having fun is when you're going to end up progressing the most.
Yeah.
And, you know, to always just, you know, go off of conquering your fears, because I used to be terrified of the water. I didn't even want to get into board sports, but my brother kind of pushed me into it, and conquering that fear was one of the best things I ever did.
We're going to blame your brother for that, and and credit him for creating a six-time world champ. So we're wrapping up here with Ashley Kidd. And Ashley, the pandemic kind of threw a wrench into a lot of people's plans, including, you know, kind of shows like boat shows, like the Atlanta Boat Show, were put on hold. They're back now. How important are getting out in front of people and fans at boat shows like this with products and promoting events? This is these are huge opportunities for you guys, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's been years since I've been to one, and I'm actually super excited to be there, you know, talking about the sport that I love.
And showing you off your success and inspiring the next generation and inspiring people to get into boating and buying boats. That's really what it's all about, a great sport, a great activity. And sometimes I always hear the happiest day in a boat owner's life is the day they buy that first boat, Ashley.
Yes, I mean, that first boat definitely changed my entire life. So, you know, it's a great opportunity to spend time with your family, too.
Yep, Ashley Kidd, Mastercraft Boats, wake surfing. Invite you to check out Ashley's website, ashleykidd.com. And Ashley, thanks for coming on this week. Good luck this year, and enjoy all the shows.
Thank you so much.